Welcome to the Daily Groundhog.
What is up, everybody?
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome to the Groundhog.
Once again, are you ready?
So, came across this article. I sent it to you. You're looking at it right now. But time travel is real. Seriously, time travel is real.
I just want to go back to 1999.
You want to party again. That's all you want to do. Mm-hmm. You want to hang out with Prince and party till like it's 1999?
No, there's actually a current song out, and I don't know the artist.
Is there one?
I just want to go back to 1999.
Is that what the name of that song is?
Yeah, and they don't then see.
You know, what do kids these days know about 1999? That's really what I want to know.
I don't know.
They apparently know nothing.
Well, the thing about it is, they're actually saying that we were cool.
Oh, I know we were cool.
I know that too.
I mean, that's a given. I mean, I'm still cool, just so you know.
But the song is actually weird, though, because they don't enunciate their T's. They're like, I want to go back to 1999.
Yeah, that sounds about like this current generation right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Speaking of a generation, this guy claims to be. So this article says, man turned himself into the FBI for killing Abraham Lincoln back in 1865.
He kind of looks like Stan Lee a little
bit. He does kind of look like Stan Lee a little bit.
Sorry.
If he's wearing a gauntlet on his hand, that's where we have a problem. You see that? Okay, sorry. My wife just walked in here because she heard us talking about this guy who claims to have killed Abraham Lincoln. She thought we were crazy. You can't make this stuff up.
No. This is actually on World News Daily Report for those of you who want to go.
Yeah, the full article.
See if the Groundhog today is telling the truth or not.
Well, we'll drop the link in the description of the podcast. Right. But so, a guy's 71 years old. Which, obviously, if you do the math, he was not alive during Abraham Lincoln's time. You're doing the math.
Just kidding.
Like you're actually trying to figure out the math in your head.
Come on, 1948.
So, but he claimed not only did he kill Abraham Lincoln, but he's killed other more than 30 people, including Abraham Lincoln. He's also killed, what do you say in here?
At least 12 people who are not even born yet.
Correct. Not right now. But, well, if you think about it, so that brings us to probably a podcast for another day, but I'll go ahead and bring it up. That means he could have prevented that couple, that Indian couple, that has their son is suing them because they did not give him a choice to be born. Soak that in for a second.
Wait.
This young man, 20s, 30s, I think he's 30s, he's been living at home.
Okay.
And he's suing his parents because they did not allow him to have a choice in being born. So he wants them to pay for him to live for the rest of his life because they did not give him...
Insert face, slap palm.
So maybe, I think the FBI should release this guy and let him go take care of incidents like this. Say, okay, fine, you're worse than your parents, so guess what? You're claiming you don't want to be born? We can fix this. So maybe that's what he's done, these 12 other people.
The thing about that is, you think about it, why time travel into the future? I mean, it says here that he's gone all the way to even 2239. So correct. We're looking 220 years into the future.
Well, but
why?
No,
but why go there?
But as far back as 1678.
Right. Well, I'm saying, why go there and then assassinate that one person? Why not just bump off his grandparents or great grandparents right now?
Well, no, that's easy to figure out because maybe maybe the grandparents or the great grandparents, they needed to do something that needed to be done for society. Where that person is just needless, doesn't need to be there. So they do. If you kill the lineage, there may be something within that lineage needed to happen.
Then sterilize him.
He did.
Then they can't.
He just did late birth abortion. He's born and killed him, but he's not even born yet, so it's okay.
I'm looking at your wife, and she's shaking her head.
Well, no, okay. So, but he says he works for our government. He said, you know, he claims he's part of a program called the Kronos Project, which honestly, before we talked about this, I should have looked up the Kronos Project. It was even real.
I'll do it right now. Keep talking.
But the Kronos Project, which is designed and coordinated to executed by the Central Intelligence Agency, for those of you who don't know, that's the CIA. And the United States Special Operations Force under the supervision of the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA. So he works for them, and his job is to go around and kill people. And he says the ultra-secret program would have orchestrated more than 1,200 assassinations spreading out over almost all of human history, including many famous characters from, like Martin Luther King Jr., Julius Caesar, and Gandhi. So all of these people have died because of
at the hand of secret government agency.
That's coordinated between the CIA and DARPA. This is real. This is according to this article. This is real.
So what government agency took him in?
Well, he is
the FBI.
He turned himself into the FBI.
Oh, he turned himself in? What it said? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. Yeah,
he turned himself into the FBI. And he's doing this because he's afraid that the organization he works for is going to kill him.
So what did the FBI guy that he turned himself into, or gal, I'm sorry, I'm not sexist. What did they say about his story?
They said his is the most clearly the most entertaining story that they have ever heard. That's from FBI Director Christopher A. Wray.
It's pretty stinking entertaining to me, and I don't work for the government.
I know that conspiracy theorists will accuse us of covering up Lincoln's murder and stuff like that, but the FBI isn't going to open up an investigation. I don't think that this man killed anyone. I think he's just lost contact with reality. That is what was said.
Wow.
So, you know, Lincoln's assassination was actually April 14th, 1865. But he did it. He claims he did it. You looking up the Kronos Project?
Project Kronos.
Is there anything? Nothing.
Yes.
Really? That's interesting. Yes. Does Kronos Project really exist?
It's British.
Oh, so this is a...
Well, this is Project Kronos.
Okay. So this is a...
This might be another podcast, but we're going to tell you in another time about Heather.
Heather. Because
Heather apparently has a story to tell.
Okay.
But I'm just saying... There's,
well,
that she had an uncle who met a guy named Marcus, who was a journalist who was writing a book on the British government's Project Kronos.
Okay, so
Marcus claimed Kronos was the code name for the Ministry of Defense's research into time manipulation.
Oh, so this is real. He works for these people. That's proof. You found another article that talks about how this can be real. So, but you know, and he says this guy, you know, he goes in detail. He claims that this is very much legitimate and real.
Well, then
you're struggling with that, aren't you?
Well, part of me is now a little afraid because of how famous we're going to get, and is someone from the Kronos Project.
If I disappear, if you start craving chocolate milk. Then we know that something in your timeline, which means you may not even know I exist, or maybe I do exist, but you just don't. You're craving chocolate milk because you know something has happened, but no one else will know.
But I hate chocolate milk.
If you start craving it, it's everybody. According to Men in Black,
Devin,
you crave.
I'm
chocolate
never gonna
milk.
Crave chocolate milk. Therefore, I guess if you disappear, I'm never gonna miss you.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Wow. And that's how that just worked out. Anyway, go check out this article. It's pretty cool. Pretty funny. It's amusing.
We'll drop the link and thanks.
The Lincoln?
Again.
You'll drop the Lincoln like this guy.
Did you catch that one?
Did you catch that one? We'll talk to y'all later.
Yeah, have a good one.